So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I do say this with... This is a neutral statement.
Okay. Okay.
What the fuck is going on?
Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast that happens every week.
Yeah, sorry we had to skip a week. We were living our lives.
And
sometimes you just have to do that.
I wouldn't recommend it, but...
With as much as I'm outside, surprised we can even sustain this podcast the way we do.
I feel like there's like a level of outside that you can be, and I can't afford the amount of outside that I like to be. So the outside is just like down the street, and I'm like, okay.
You were just in Miami. And let's start there.
It rained the whole time.
Oh, did it? No.
No.
Where'd you stay?
The Lennox.
Okay.
Which, I don't know. I'm kind of along for the ride.
Sure.
Because my boyfriend does this conference once a year there. And I'm just like, yay, free hotel.
Was it on Miami Beach?
Yes.
Oh, word.
It's like always in South Beach and Miami Beach area.
Yeah.
So it's like the Times Square of Miami.
Amazing.
Miami is a silly place.
Miami is
It's
unserious.
A very silly place.
Yeah, it's not real.
It's fun.
It is fun.
Could I live there? I don't know, but it's fun.
It's hard not to have a good time, especially in Miami Beach,
yeah.
Where the water is just right there.
It's like bath water warm.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
I saw this meme the other week that was just like a scared little animated, I think it's from Animal Crossing or something, a scared little rabbit in the dark with a lantern, and it said, me with my small naturals in Miami.
Oh my God. Not small naturals, please. Well, welcome back.
But you know what? Do you know what everyone still smells like in Miami that I clocked several times? Baccarat Rouge.
Oh, that doesn't shock me.
Several times.
Yeah.
Also, every hotel smells like a knockoff Santal 33.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
I was at the one hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the one is like, they're the ones who I believe actually commissioned Le Labo.
Yes, no, but I was at the one here last weekend, and I was like, you too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think theirs might be a Thé Noir kind of.
Are they Le Labo option? Confirmed?
Yes.
Oh.
They are.
Okay.
As I researched for my Heist and Mighty article weeks ago.
Oh, love.
Yeah. One hotel, who else? I forgot. Once I'm done researching a story and it's live, I'm like, don't need that information
actually,
anymore.
Actually, not that we're One Hotel ambassadors now. Sponsor us. When I stayed at the one in West Hollywood, they just crank it up. I love it, though. I love hotel smell. We've talked about it at length, but...
I appreciate the gesture.
Yeah.
I will say. Also, it really puts you in an associative space.
Absolutely.
Of like, I'm back at the hotel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I like when it smells like hotels with pools, the pool has a steamy chlorine smell that I always love.
I love that.
Yeah.
I know I've said this before, but the bougiest, most 1% eat the rich hotel ever in New York, the Faena, smells like fucking garbage. Intentionally,
I remember.
Too. I'm like, whatever you're pumping through this HVAC, someone's going to jail.
Did you look up what it was?
No.
So it's an intentional smell.
Yes, it is an intentional smell. I should email them.
You know what does smell like shit?
Sorry. Welcome back to Smell You Later.
I feel bad.
Where is this going?
I was testing the new Dries hand soaps.
Okay.
Bad.
Really?
All of them bad.
What do you mean?
They're super strong and screechy. There's 3 scents.
Okay.
Great lather. A teensy bit drying, if you ask me, but really great sudsy feel.
Okay.
But the scent is so strong. It's so strong, and even without the hand lotion... By the way, they gave me like tear open packets of samples.
Like condoms.
Yeah, basically. They gave me condoms of hand soap. But it comes with like a pretty good amount. You've seen them in my sink.
Yeah.
I've gotten several hand washes out of them.
I thought they were condoms.
Just on the sink half opened.
And by Dries. Yeah.
But like a lot of them, there's like an ambery floral. There's like the basil hinoki and then a peppery rose. And they're all just as if like Old Spice or Unilever had done them. They're just so strong.
I guess that doesn't shock me though. I mean, for a luxury brand doing a hand soap, I feel like people are going to want that to scream at them.
Yeah, but it kind of made me a little carsick.
Really?
It was that strong.
Well, what surprises me about that is that all of the Dries fragrances are so beautiful.
I know. That's what I thought. I was really confused because, and these are all scents that I believe are their own standalone scents. I don't believe they made the fragrances into hand soaps. There is one that's based on their hero, the Soie chestnut one, but it's very different. I think it's called like Amber Soie or something. It's just so insanely manufactured perfume smell. I was like, whoa, guys,
I hate that.
What the heck?
Now that we're in our new homosexual home and we actually have counter space in the restroom, we're cycling through all of the hand soaps that we have sort of stocked up on, because previously our sinks were so small that we could only fit a teeny little hand soap on it. So now we have all these, you know, bougie ass hand soaps. I'm using one by Hotel Lobby Candle, a brand that I like, really like.
Yeah.
Just really nice.
Yeah.
What I like about it is, one, the packaging is really, forgive me, luxury. It's like bevel glass. It's gorgeous. You get a ton of it. And they just put out a hand cream with it. Ooh. And I have both. Really nice. I would absolutely buy that for myself for a gift. It's not prohibitively expensive if you're looking for a nicer hand soap, and they give you refills.
The bottle is really pretty.
With a bottle like that, you got to have refills, and they do.
Yeah.
I'm using Miami right now. I called in New York because I love the New York scent. And then they sent me another Miami. Ooh. So I guess we're in Miami now. but it's really good. And I don't know, I love me and Bath & Body Works hand soap, but those bottles were the only ones that would fit on my sink. Yeah. So now that I have options, I'm like, ooh, the girls really make some points.
Honestly, putting a pedestal sink in a one bathroom residence, jail.
It wasn't even pedestal sink. Jail. It was as big as an iPhone. It was terrible.
Was it one of those like,
Yes. One of those like pod hotel sinks.
The like powder rooms. No.
On my life, it was not.
And like you get water everywhere. Because when you wash your hands.
My little feet.
Yeah.
Okay, Jill. We cannot forget to talk about our event.
We would never.
Well, we have.
To be fair, we didn't.
We didn't. Okay. We just didn't have a date yet.
We're doing an event.
We're doing an event.
If you haven't heard.
Hotel Smell You Later. Yay. Thursday, June 25th, 6 to 9 at the Standard Highline, specifically at the Soda Shop, which is sitting right on 10th Avenue.
No, I think it's like 9th Avenue. It's the corner of 9th and 13th, I believe.
You don't know where it is.
I don't think it's as far as 10th. Just go to the Standard and it's right outside next to the beer garden.
Oh, well.
You literally can't miss it because it's like right there.
We're both wrong.
Oh.
It's between 9th and 10th on Washington, fake little street they cooked in there. So yeah, it's on Washington. But y'all know where the Standard is.
Yeah, I'll just navigate to the Standard to find it.
And
it's outside. You can't miss it.
And it's sitting right on the street.
Yeah.
Which is apparently Washington. Yeah. We're really excited.
I'm so excited for this.
Same.
I'm just like, please don't rain.
Don't even say that. We wanted to do another event. We wanted to sort of juice it up a little bit. We partnered with the Standard Hotel. We're very grateful. They're very excited to host all of us there. Yes. Mark Jacobs is sponsoring the event in partnership with the Standard. So we're going to have a surprise little something for y'all. And yeah, it's going to be a little different than last year. It's just going to be better, bigger, cooler. Yeah. I mean,
I believe we're getting food and bev as well. I think Moon Burger is sponsoring food.
What?
Yeah. That's what they said.
When did they say that?
In all our emails. Because Moonburger is a partner with Standard.
Okay, well, potentially we're going to have food and beverage.
Okay, unless they're just like not for you guys. But to my understanding, there will be light bites.
Regardless of that, if you could support our hosts by buying something, a drink, a non-alcoholic drink, a hard drink, just to show our appreciation, that would be awesome. Tickets are $15. All proceeds this year go to Make the Road, which supports the immigrant community in New York City.
Yay.
I was going to say, if the cost of admission is prohibitive, just like send us a DM. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about that. But we wanted
it's for charity.
But we wanted to do something that benefited others, but we also don't want to be exclusionary. So just let us know. Don't be afraid to come alone. This is a very...
Do come alone. Because like you're going to have to scope. You're going to have to strategize.
Yeah.
If you were there last year, you know.
Exactly. But you will make friends there. A lot of people just started...
Dude, yeah, people are so chat. It's great.
I know. And they're still keeping in touch. Like, we hear from a lot of people who attended last year that, you know, they met a lot of people. They're still talking today. So I hate going places alone, low-key. Well, to, like, big group things alone, but that's what it's made for. So bring your friends or don't. It's all going to be a good time. I can't wait.
We're going to be bringing a shit ton of our overstock.
Okay, so here are the rules.
Yes.
I think we should. I ask you this once a week. Do we have a smell you later email? That's, like, not us.
We technically do, but it just expired because we never used it.
Fuck. Okay. Well, I might send an email out beforehand to all of our purchasers. Here are the rules. There's one rule. You bring something and you swap. All right?
Yes.
But if you bring more than one thing, the initial swap, you just swap for one.
Yes.
After the swap, the real swap begins. Agreed. But we have nothing to do
with that. But that's a free-for-all and like to each their own. Yes. In that regard, I am not taking any of this shit home. Please.
So please come hoard.
But bring your Hulken bags.
But be respectful of the swap as the swap happens.
Yes.
This will be time-bound. It'll be probably like 2 minutes a turn, groups of five.
We did
maybe
5 minutes last time, and I think that was too long.
We didn't. You keep saying that. We did not do 5 minutes. We did 3 minutes. It was too long.
Because it was five people each.
It felt like 10 minutes. Yes.
It felt really long. And I think like the more time you give people, the less they trust their instincts. Yes. And I'm like, no, just go with your instincts.
Well, it's not going shopping. It's a swap. It's not that deep.
Also,
let's
like
keep
if
it
there's
moving.
Like 100 people there, like there was last time again, I was like, bro, we've got to keep it moving.
We're
going to have AV this time, so.
And tasers. yeah, so it'll be really fun. Come through. It's just a fun, cute summer event. I'm so excited.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
We got some cute, really cute merch.
If you don't start giving this shit away.
I'm just putting out little teasers. Okay.
Hit us in the DM with any questions.
Yeah, that's it, right? That's it, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm not creating fake hype, but there are a limited amount of tickets, by the way. So
yeah, well, because there's a literally limit. It's like by lawful. Yeah. There's a lawful limit to how many people can be there.
There's this thing called the law.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So if you're gonna, this will sell out. We did not have a capacity last time, but had we would have sold out like three times over.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying this to pat our pockets because this is all going to charity, but if you are planning to come, get them tickets now. All right.
We're spending money here. Yeah. We're actually losing money. Losing money on this. Okay.
No, we're not. We have beautiful sponsors. Thank you to Marc Jacobs and The Standard. Sable, what do you smell like today?
Oh my gosh. I was intrigued by this. I had like no expectations. And then I just got this like a couple days ago when I got back from Miami, and I am floored at how much I love this.
Bitch,
I
know.
It is Net Mochi Banana. It's so good.
I'm wearing the same thing, so
yay!
Let's go.
Another team up. Net just like has such a great way of doing just like a slightly unexpected, not unexpected, sorry, rewind. They take a familiar concept and give it a unique and singular spin that makes it all its own that I always appreciate. Hmm. Like specifically, I'm thinking of Tavani. Yeah.
God, say that.
So like if you didn't tell me what the name of this was and I just sprayed it on myself, I'd be like, oh, that's really interesting. It's creamy. It's bright. There's something like a little bit candy, maybe like slightly bubblegum, but I'm not quite sure. But it's like a sheer milky, lactonic, sweet, creamy fragrance. It's so beautiful. And then when you think of banana, you're like, oh, okay, there's that little twinge of like bubblegum. Apparently it's a blue banana.
A blue banana.
That is a real thing that exists.
Native to Hawaii. Very rare.
And I remembered that this might have been 2 years ago at this point at the Firmenich summer party when they had all their little kind of spec scents for people to sample. And they had a blue banana scent. a cord.
Yeah, and I still have
the rollerball.
Wait, wasn't that a candle too?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a candle. I don't know what happened to the candle. I probably gave it away.
Yeah.
It says Mochi Banan features incredible notes of mochi, rice milk, white hibiscus, and blue banana, and is inspired by the feeling of coming home. That's nice.
It's so nice.
It's nice.
Here's what I think about Mochi Banan. So I just like, I know that like me liking a nut.
Surprise,
yeah, fork found in the kitchen, fact found in the kitchen. So Nut dropped their collection of fine fragrances a few years back, five lovely, I would say, innovative takes on classics. Then we had Pear Jam, which what took it in a new direction to me.
Pear Jam, I feel, was the most like commercially referential.
Well, actually, I'm going to disagree with you on that, because I think Pear Jam was the juiciest, the most youthful, pushing Nut into a more contemporary direction, which I think really
worked. It read very mall scent to me.
Okay.
I think Pear in general does, though.
That's fair. Pear is just so youthful, you know?
Yeah.
And then we had Lemon Puff, which I think was a little bit
Sephora-fied
because but at the same time, like, I think it's a really nice way to do citrus because it was so like puffy from the jasmine sambac, you know. It was nice.
It was very gourmand,
very
with like that like lemony like twang to it that made it unique.
This though
is
working me out. I love this. And my, you know, skeptical hater ass, not to Nut but for any other brand, I would look at mochi and banana and think, wow, there's a lot of mochi happening in fragrance. There's a lot of banana happening in fragrance. Yeah. I see what they're doing here. Yeah. Flop. This is so good. It's just so... Did I just break the bottle? It is just so, like, it takes those two things and, like you said, gives them to you in a way that is familiar, but blends them in a way that is larger than the sum of its parts.
Yes, I would say. I agree.
And I would definitely clock the mochi and the rice milk in this. I don't know that I'd even be able to pinpoint the banana in a way that I'm
The banana, I feel like, is so subtle for a banana.
Thank God. Like, I'm tired of these Laffy Taffy scents.
I think it's like banana in a way that will sustain past the trend of banana right now.
Absolutely. And like, we've talked about how banana has that sort of round warmth to it.
Yeah.
That's like sweet, but not exactly cloying. And that's what that gives this.
Yeah.
And what was so fascinating to me about this was, so Carol actually sent me a comp file of this like a month ago. It was like the first thing that I received in our new place. So I've been like living with it for a minute. And this would turn me off to it, so I'm going to tread lightly. But like, the rice and the mochi almost read to me like a soft aldehyde in the way that it's like clean but not sterile, or like sharp in the way that I find aldehydes to be quite a bit. This is just...
I could see what you mean.
Clean but warm and not skin-like, but sits on skin really nicely. It's not powdery. It's not soapy. It is... starchy and puffy in that plush way. But I don't know, man. We've been smelling a lot of rice, a lot of mochi lately. And this is very specifically photorealistic without losing the fantasy.
Yeah. It still smells like a perfume.
I think this is by far my favorite of the three newer scents.
Yes.
Absolutely. I love Taveni. That is a banger. And I love La Forette, which is discontinued.
Why?
Carol, we're going to have some words.
That was the best one.
It was one of the best ones.
Did people not know that?
I think when La Forette is like sitting alongside Taveni and Pear Jam, it's like, you know, I don't know.
Everybody needs a forest. Come on.
No, I love it. I've been like thinking a lot about this fragrance just because I remember she told me about it at the Nut Sakura collab launch. And I was like, what the hell did you just say to me? Mochi and banana, what? So worth the wait. I think this is going to just go, I'm not going to say go bananas, go crazy. It's like very unique. It's very specific. It's almost the perfect white t-shirt scent, but without losing a perspective. Do you know what I mean? It's so nice.
I feel like if you like the kind of cinematic milk universe of fragrances,
you will really, really like this one.
I...
Because there's a lot of milky stuff out there now.
I almost disagree with you because there is so much milk that this is... But this is more rice. This is more mochi. This is more chewy. Like,
I get a lot of lactonic.
Do you? Maybe. Do. Yeah, fuck. Maybe you're right. I think the lactose, the milk is right under the rice flour for me. Uh-huh. It's there. Mm-hmm. But this doesn't read milky to me. This reads... Mm. This reads very sensorial.
Yes.
And like chewy. Oh, yeah. It's so good. Go out and smell this. You owe
Speaking
it to yourself,
of banana milk, ladies. I want to smell that fragrance you got. What is the brand? KST? Oh my God. Oh my God. He just picked up his purse. Yes. Oh my God.
I haven't even opened this yet.
You haven't? It's sealed.
Sable Young exclusive.
Oh my God. I am losing my freaking mind. So I don't remember. Oh my God. He just keeps procuring more and more treasures.
I think this is it.
Also, they said they would send them to me and they haven't sent them to me yet. What the heck?
they hate us.
You know what though? There's been a package thief in my building. So like, God for fucking bid.
Yeah.
Oh man. I'm going to be so mad if that piece.
It's fine.
It's just funny. My like building management, they just like put surveillance cameras of the person on there. I'm like, what is this going to do?
Yeah. Right.
What is it gonna do? Nothing.
Now we have home videos of our shit getting stolen.
Yeah,
thanks.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't want to be running with this. Anyway, back to what I was losing my shit over.
We have to back this up. Sable's in her banana milk era.
I'm in my banana milk era. I am obsessed with it. I literally yesterday crossed the river to go to the H Mart in the East Village to stock up on more banana milk.
This bitch won't leave her house for anything.
Except food. Literally.
Except food.
You're like, do you want to go to a party? Do you want to go to a gown? No. I want to get banana milk at H Mart.
What's this brand called?
So this is... I've not heard of this. KST scent?
I had come across them once and then forgot about them. No shade. Our friend Fariha Ali, under the handle Nail Job, she is a very big nail artist out of Los Angeles with a huge account. She is extremely talented. We've been following each other for a while. She loves the show. Shout out. And she's a big fragrance head. And she DM'd me about this brand, who she is personally connected with. And so they were kind enough to send me, I think, like 9 fragrances, 6 of these and 3 others. Yes.
Holy shit.
I went through just the description of what KST sent me. Uh-huh. And all of them, I'm serious, sound exquisite and so, so fun. So thank you, Fariha. She also is on an episode of Los Angeles by our friends Kirby and Sarah. So please go listen to that after you listen to this. Okay. She's smelling. Okay. She's smelling.
This is... like exactly what it says.
Yeah.
It is banana milk coffee. It's very coffee. Okay. It's like, it has like a roasted quality to it. I get coffee overall and then I get milk and
I
actually get banana the least.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh no, I get banana for sure.
Oh no, there it is. There it is.
The coffee is loud.
The coffee is very loud. Interesting.
This
is almost like photorealistic.
I was just going to say the same thing. It feels like it's in front of me.
Yeah.
It just like made my nipples hard. Oh my God.
It's like quite literal.
Oh my God. This is crazy. Everyone go out and smell KST banana milk coffee.
You will get what you think.
Yeah, some hard nipples. This is so gorgeous.
What does the KST stand for?
I don't know. Should I just let you have that?
Yes.
Okay.
So like this is a brand from, is it from Korea or is it Korea inspired or by a Korean American?
That's a great question.
So the Instagram bio just says, we weave Korean culture, queer identity, and personal memories into scent. Okay, yes. Gotcha. They're related to Dee Gray-E? Is it like a...
Can you show me them? Because I got 3 from another brand.
Dee Gray-E, I thought was a Vietnamese scent. Okay, that navigates nowhere on the website.
I want to say that they are... I don't think this is, and I could be wrong here, I don't think this is from Korea, mm-hmm. only because we have it in our hands.
Okay.
Not that that's impossible, but like it's not easy. I think the team is Korean and all of the inspo is. I cannot wait to wear my way through the rest of this collection because like I said, they all sounded insane.
Yeah.
This is so pretty. I put it on skin.
They have like, I feel like they have a lot of food based kind of gourmand.
It's very, the true meaning of gourmand.
Yeah.
Like, edible.
Yeah. They have a hotdog, which is the pancake scent.
I think they sent me that one.
They have one called Bussy Power.
Please, that word is outlawed on this show. Happy Pride, everyone.
I want to smell... Okay, they have one called Rice Cake. I want to smell that.
I think they sent me that one too.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Okay, so it's like
There's a lot of food ones, and then there's a lot of kind of just like unique conceptual ones. There's one called Gay Opa, which is funny. They're having fun. They're having fun over there.
Maybe we should have them on.
Maybe we should. But yeah, I'd never heard of them until you showed me them.
Yeah, Sable's been obsessed with banana coffee for a minute. And then this was the first one I took out of the package. And I just sent her a photo and she's like, give me that.
Give it to me.
This is really nuts on skin.
Oh my God, I'm afraid to put it. I think because it's like so
It's like really good. Forward.
I'm interested in how this will dry down. Because like I like gourmands, but sometimes I want them to be a little bit more conceptual than literal. Yeah. This is really nice though.
I think we are in a literal era though.
Yeah. I feel like the more literal or gourmand is, the more impressive it is
sure.
to people.
Sure, sure, sure.
Which is like, you know, it's like, wow, it smells like the exact thing, you guys.
Yeah.
Wow.
I can't believe we have the Fragrance Foundation Awards this week.
Oh my God.
Not you. Oh my God. I can't take you anywhere.
You can't. You can't. I think, like, I don't know.
I'm not disparaging the award show that we are about to attend on this podcast.
It's fine. Like, I have no beef with them. I just, like, I really just am, like, a grumpy old man. I'm, like, I have to get all done up. I don't have a glam team. I have to do this. It's labor.
You are the glam team.
It's labor, man. I have to go on the subway in formal wear. That is a uniquely humiliating.
I'm excited. I love to pop out.
I think last year, because I was, like... I mean, okay. Also last year there were some like, it was like not a good time that time of year, but like,
oh, right.
But it was just like, I remember that day. It was just like so hot and humid and like,
I think it's gonna be a little better this year.
Now I know to like eat beforehand cause they don't feed you there.
But we're eating after.
True.
With the lovely Firmenich team. Shout out.
I was just kind of dismayed that I was like, oh cool. So you're just gonna at dinner time fill everybody with alcohol and not feed us, but only some of us, only the people who are invited. I was like, that's elitist.
Oh, just kidding. It's gonna be 93 degrees. Oops.
See,
and then we're going to the after parties. I can't wait.
I'm not going to Demure. I know you're not going. I'm not going to Demure.
Oh no, I mean last year I had my tits out and this year
no, you didn't.
I look back at those photos. You're right, but I was like, I could have buttoned that shirt. Also, it's like, who cares?
I think it's like, oh, we're in the nosebleeds and pitch black. Like, who fucking cares?
Yeah, that's true.
Like?
That's true.
Who cares?
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait for the dinner afterwards. I love to be fed.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be us on the Firmenich team. And Emma. It'll be fun.
It will be more fun this year.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I feel like there's so much I have to tell you.
Oh.
We're recording on a weeknight.
I know.
For the first time in like, it feels like 2020 again.
I know. It's kind of nice to like change it up a bit.
Yeah. I do feel very out of sorts.
Yeah.
We're skipping town this weekend, so thank you for accommodating me.
Anytime. I want to skip town. Take me with you.
Remember that time when we went to Montauk and you had a press trip? Yes. We just ended up there at the same time. That was so funny.
That was so funny. For the Victoria's Secret press trip.
We're staying at the Surf Lodge.
I've never been there.
Like fucking coked in.
How is it?
That's how it is.
Is it like nice or is it?
No. I mean, it's like the Surf Lodge, if you don't know, it's a old motel that's been like yassified in Montauk. It's right on the water.
They used to have cool bands play there though.
They do, but now it's all like, God, I sound like such an old hag. Yeah. It's all like oontz.
No, I would hate that. I do hate that.
It's very like sceney.
Yeah.
And everything closes at 9. I remember last time we were there, we closed on this bar at like 10 p.m. Just like had a few beers. And then I got up in the morning, walked to get us coffee and donuts from this little place, and the same bartender who closed us down the night before served us in the morning. We were both like, hey. So Montauk vibes, hashtag it. Did you get the new Pura collection? from the collaboration with Calm.
No, I think I just saw them posting their little activation event.
Yes.
This afternoon.
I went to that this morning.
How are the scents?
If I work for you, no, I did not. scents are, here I go again.
Yeah.
They're great. I will say, to me, two are fantastic. One I could do without. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
That was the case.
Sorry, Jessica. Yeah. I mean, the Pura just did, I think this is actually very smart. Mm-hmm. As like anti-wellness of all sorts as I am, I think this is a very keen collaboration. Pura just collabed with the Calm app to bring
that is a pretty great idea,
some
actually.
Like sensorialness into your meditation, your breath work, whatever it is. That's how I got that cupping session initially.
Oh.
Got all the evil cupped out of me. They're great. I mean, one, I feel like Pura always has a really strong sandalwood. Mm-hmm. So one is like a dewy sandalwood. One is a really beautiful like airy aquatic floral. Mm-hmm. And then one I believe is a little bit more green. They just bang. Mm-hmm. I mean, so, so good. And they had a pop-up today in Gansevoort Plaza. And it was basically just like this activation you walk through and you smell the scents and et cetera. Yeah, Pura does a really, really good job with all that.
I love my Pura.
I do too, man. I have two in our home now. And
I'm out of outlets.
I have more Puras than outlets at this point.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if they, because I remember when we had them on, they kind of like teased out a bigger kind of initiative of larger scent spaces and stuff like that.
Word on the street is they're working on some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So keep your eyes open for that.
I remember thinking, me and my friend Dara, who's a DJ and is in the nightlife world, scenting the club, having different scents pump throughout, like between sets. I'm like, oh, that'd be a really cool idea.
That'd be really cool.
Scent the fog machine.
Right.
And I'm like, the technology exists.
Fully.
It's just, like, no one cares enough, apparently, to do it. But, like, the technology is there.
Yeah. Movie theaters.
I remember when they tried to do smell-o-vision, the problem was you can't clear the scent for the next one. But we had a guest who had kind of a sensorial scent thing, and it was a device you wear.
Oh, my God, right.
And they said it puffs the teeniest amount under your nose because they were like glasses, like a visor.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's so little that it dissipates quickly.
And wasn't that being used to treat PTSD?
Yeah.
Huh, I need that. have you seen Back Rooms?
No, I'm going tomorrow with my friend Lorenzo. Okay. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I love that horror is back, you guys. We're screaming again.
We're screaming again.
And I love that the two most popular, highest grossing horror films are like by these YouTube wunderkinds who are 20.
Backrooms and?
Obsession.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. The dude who directed and wrote it was, I guess he's been doing like YouTube short films and skits and stuff for ages.
Crazy. I still need to see that. I didn't realize that the Backrooms director was
20. Yeah, he's like 20. He's so young. It's also interesting to see this very specific concept of found footage with YouTube lore become, you know, a feature film that's an encapsulated narrative and it's like good.
Yes, I think I love that about that. I, of course, had no idea about the story until I saw the trailer, but I also wonder, it's got to be so crazy to create, I don't want to say something official, but like a feature film out of something with so much lore behind it, because I feel like there's no one way to do it right because no one agrees on what it is.
Yeah.
Especially for how I understand Backrooms. There's a Backrooms fragrance, actually.
What?
Uh-huh.
Wait,
I think it's
from who?
I should have fucking saved it. I think it's a small indie situation.
Is it Heretic?
No. Oh, God. No, I actually just saw it again today. I don't know that I want to smell like the Backrooms, though.
Hold on. I'm looking at this Backrooms perfume. Pre-order Backrooms by Unjust X Romance Planet. Okay. How did no one think to get in touch with us about this? I've never heard of Unjust, but they look kind of new.
I have some questions about that name.
It's $45. Not bad. Interesting. Anyway, maybe I'll get my hands on that. Okay. What have we just sprayed?
Before us sit two of the three Mugler body sprays.
Did they only send you two out of three?
I only requested two out of three. Oh, okay. I think I have pineapple musk, which sounds really fascinating to me, and berry licorice, which sounds just as cool.
Interesting. You didn't want the pistachio?
I sort of think I know what that smells like. You know, not to be you about it, but
fair enough.
I do say this with, this is a neutral statement.
Okay.
What the fuck is going on? I mean,
fair.
Like, I love this bottle.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Oh, I love this bottle.
I mean, I know we've been talking about everyone's doing body sprays for 2 years now, but...
Everyone really is.
Everyone really is doing... Like, Byredo?
Byredo.
Oh, shit. Is that fucking... Are those out? Well...
Too late.
You didn't hear it from us. Mugler, Byredo.
I like how the liquid is shimmery.
But that's the only one, though, which is weird.
Oh, so that was weird.
It gets to a point.
The name of this episode.
I'm sort of... I guess my question is,
why?
Why? Okay, that Byredo news was alleged. That, of course, is not happening. Hold on.
Alleged. It's alleged until the date it's not.
Whatever, I'll just bleep it out. It's fine. Yeah, Body Mist Collection. Here we go. Oh, it's now available. Never mind. I'm sort of like...
Yeah, I was like, this isn't embargoed. It's on the streets.
Okay, my question is this. I'm not a body spray person. I Same. Understand, I guess, why people like them fine.
Yeah.
If you... I'm sort of... And I don't mean this to be an elitist question. I think I mean it to be the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. What is the exact opposite of elitist? Nice.
Nice.
Inclusive.
Inclusive. Inclusive.
If you are... spending $75 on a Byredo body spray, that to me, I'm just gonna buy the fragrance.
I think a lot of people count their pennies. I think I remember that the roll-on perfume oils I think are around $75. So I guess if you really, really loved a scent but couldn't or didn't want to spring for an EDP, like that was your only option up until now. But they have Bal de Freak, Blanche, Mojave Ghost, Gypsy Water, Rose of No Man's Land, and Alto Astral. I have only not smelled Alto Astral.
Really?
But you've smelled that.
Yeah, it's nice.
The coconutty one?
It's good, yeah.
The figgy coconutty? Mm-hmm. Coconut, wow. I'm kind of just like, you should have released new scents if you're going to release a new category, I think. I think it's lazy to just put it out in a spray.
I guess at $75, I'm sort of like... Again,
I think you're cutting into your own profits, honestly. That's what I think.
I do think, though, you have a point. I think it's easier to spend $75 on one thing of different quality than just buy the EDP, even though it's more and quote-unquote better quality, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm stronger. Maybe that's just don't take shopping advice from me. It's always add to cart. But I'm just sort of like, I know that body sprays are so huge. And mm-hmm. so I suppose that there's no reason not to do them. But my question, doing anything that is an obvious cash grab from an otherwise quote unquote luxury
exactly.
brand does dilute the brand. I'm having trouble understanding for that price point.
Why?
I guess it's just an easier sell and an easier buy, which equates to, and I'm not hating on anyone for being revenue focus, like get the money. But as a consumer, I'm sort of like, would just buy the perfume, which I realize is a much higher price point. But if I'm going to save...
But the perfume is the status.
Right.
Item.
If I'm going to save $75,
exactly.
I'm going to continue to save for maybe the thought is like, they're not going to be so precious with it and they're going to move through it faster, which is probably largely true. But I don't know. It's just interesting. That was interesting.
I would not love to hear it, but I would love to know how they talked themselves into doing this other than for money.
Yeah, it was forecasting for sure. This smells really nice. This berry licorice is quite good.
Oh, that, ooh.
Isn't that nice?
That is quite nice. I want this in a hand soap.
Okay, here's the flip of that.
Okay.
It's like, we're saying that smelling these
Mugler
body sprays.
Two out of three.
These are $49.
Okay. And it's a glass bottle.
It's a beautiful glass bottle.
It has this really cool, what do you call it? Facet?
Faceted, yeah.
Sure. The faceted cross star on the bottle.
But I think the value here to me
is that they're your unique scents.
They're new scents.
They're new scents.
Not to mention, they're really good. This is a bigger draw to me, and I would spend my money more easily for a new scent from a luxury brand. Mm-hmm. It's still weird to me that Mugler is doing body sprays, but I guess that ship has sailed because fucking everyone's doing them. But yeah, new scents that are of equal quality of the EDP in a different format and less complex, sure. But this, I mean, I'd be thrilled with this.
But Mugler is a department store brand. They have counters in department stores. So that's why this feels a little bit more expected, I suppose.
I mean, isn't Byredo on every department store counter?
But their launch was like D2C, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
I really like this pineapple musk.
Isn't it nice?
It's like surprisingly clean and fresh in almost a laundry-ish way with a little bit of the sweetness of pineapple. It's really nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
$50, not bad.
It's really not bad.
And it's 75 milliliters. Deece.
Also, pineapple musk was an unexpected approach to me. I would never have paired solely pineapple and musk together.
Right. I would not have thought of that combination.
But it's successful.
I just like took the berry licorice one out of the box. I was like, pink juice. So pretty.
No, it's gorgeous.
Honestly, the berry licorice one, it's such a nostalgically slutty teenager scent where she's like actually a virgin, but she just like pretends like she's really sexually like experienced.
I don't think this is a conversation I can take part in, to be honest.
This is, I think if you came of age in the early 2000s, as we did, you know someone like that.
These are a little bit, they're nostalgic as if you want them to be, I guess anything is, but Mugler is so much more playful than Byredo. And I think that gives them the excuse to do this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really wish Byredo came out with unique scents for their
body confused. It's truly a curiosity. I am curious because I guess I need to stop banging the drum of like, why are we all doing body sprays? Because we are literally all doing body sprays. But
it's for money. That's what.
Which is fine. It's a brand. But I'm sort of like, I think the way that you move through them is just as important as the product itself. Ellis Brooklyn, for instance.
Yeah.
All of their body sprays are unique scents?
I think so, yeah.
I don't think they do. Yeah.
I can't think of one they've ever done that was...
Which I think is really smart.
Yes. I think it should be its own unique
scent. Yeah. And because it also, I mean, I guess to your point, it doesn't cannibalize the offering either. I mean, they can be sold in as more straightforward, simplistic profiles, and they don't have to take the place of your EDP. I don't know. Interesting. Love to think.
It really does get to a point.
It gets to a point. I was in Soho last week for an event that don't even fucking know what it was at this point. All of Soho smells like Sol de Janeiro, Chirosa.
Really?
All of it. I like walked up from the subway and I was like, my God, girl.
Girls. Can't remember the list. I feel like I've walked past in recent history, like within the last week, I've walked past a couple of men who have like, oh, that smells really nice, whatever you're wearing. But like, I would never ask because I'm not going to talk to a man, a strange man about how he smells good. No, absolutely not. But I was like, oh, that's nice. I feel like now that it's, you know, actually summery weather.
Tits out, ass out.
Everyone's skin's out. They got to spray it.
Listen, we had a long winter. Let the girls spray.
Yeah. I love it.
It wasn't warm.
I'm always just like interested to see. I'm like, what's the smell of this season, guys?
Mm-hmm. I tell you, I wore my way through all the paradoxes.
Oh. What was it? There's four?
Four.
What was your favorite?
I feel like we talked about this. Fuck. No?
No. At least not to my knowledge.
The original.
Same.
Yeah.
I think the original was the one. Intense doesn't give me that different of an experience.
That's what I like about it. It truly felt like an actual intense in that it was the same fragrance just cranked up. Yeah, it wasn't like a flanker that they just changed the build of and attached to it. It really did feel like more.
I didn't love the virtual flower one because it was like they went super aldehydic with that.
Yeah. I will say though, that seems to be the most popular one for a lot of people.
I think people just, they want the flowers. They want the soap. And then there was like the radical essence, the pistachio.
Yes.
I don't get the pistachio in that. I don't get it.
I did. And I didn't dislike it. It was just, it felt like paradox, but like caramelized, you know?
I wanted them to push it further.
Sure.
Like if you're going to show me pistachio, give me pistachio. Like, come on. I don't know why I just thought this. I think because I recently went to an Italian restaurant where I ordered the tiramisu and it came out in a huge pan. And then the man just like scoops a bit and like plunks it on a plate for you.
You're like, no, I want the pan.
Well, that's the thing. I was like, don't show me that because now I know how much I could have.
Where were you?
That was in Miami. It was a pasta place called Pasta e Basta. Great. I was like, pasta and enough. I guess it's like a novelty to be like, look, it's from the source. But I'm like, don't show me what I could have.
That's a very Miami thing. Do it at the table. Look at this huge excess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I went to a Glossier book event like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they had... Whoever they hired for catering was like so unique. They had a pink tiramisu
that looked gorgeous.
Yeah, it wasn't coffee flavored at all. Like, it was not, it just was not a tiramisu flavor profile, but I guess it was just layered that way.
Oh, sure.
But it was just like this like creamy hibiscus cake with ladyfingers. It was really good. Ooh. But it was pink. And I was like, oh, pink tiramisu. And it was in a huge, like an old fashioned punch bowl.
Oh, cute. Yeah. I don't think I'm grown enough to eat anything that's hibiscus flavored.
I appreciate the novelty, but I don't think I've ever been like, I really love hibiscus flavor.
Yeah.
Even in iced teas, it's always like a little bit too tart for me.
I think I'm just like eating soap.
Or like, it's like a little bit too cranberry juice adjacent. And then I just think of UTIs.
Sure. Fair. Okay, finally, I've been seeing a lot of people talk about this new Huda Easy... Shit! This new Huda Easy Bake.
Oh, it's a scent?
Yeah, Easy Bake Intense. So I guess the Huda... So Huda Beauty is a makeup brand. They're very good. They have an Easy Bake powder... An Easy Bake franchise.
Yeah.
That started with a powder for baking.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the powder is fragrance, which is crazy to me.
I think all her makeup's fragrance.
And then I guess people wanted her to make a fragrance, and she did. It did really well. She took it away and then brought it back as an intense. So it's not the same.
Oh.
Which is odd to me.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I've... Have you heard anything about this?
No. Okay, I'm not across that at all.
I have heard top line about what this smells like. It was not what I expected it to smell like, and I've not actually smelled it IRL. So I actually just want you to smell and tell me what you think. Okay.
Oh. This honestly reminds me a lot of the original Jean Paul Gaultier.
Really?
There's something very like va-va-voom sexy lady in like a 90s perspective. It's very like floral, perfumey, like floral in like a perfume floral way. It smells like a perfume counter.
So people were reacting to this... very big cherry note, which I get a lot of. And the build is
it's like syrupy.
Wild cherry, white florals, cinnamon, caramel milk, and vanilla bourbon.
Mm.
It's really floral.
It's really floral. It's like floral amber, but not quite amber. It's almost like floral syrup.
It's like florals and Robitussin.
Yeah.
It's like almost that tart cherry.
Yeah.
And I don't say that in a derogatory way.
No, I like it.
It's not what I expected.
Like, I would trust this woman with my life.
I didn't. Oh, this is like in the further reaches, but of the Die Hot with a Vengeance cinematic universe. This is not what I expected Easy Bake to be.
No, I was expecting like a cakey powder because Easy Bake. So I was expecting like a, you know, cakey gourmand. I really like those.
The cherry. Do you want it?
Unexpectedly,
The cherry is tart.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is giving Die Hot with a Vengeance cinematic universe, the rival.
It's cool. It's not really for me, but it's cool. This is one of those scents that I think the two heroes in it never really mesh or blend.
Mm-mm.
Which is not a bad thing. I think that also makes for an interesting wear.
There's so many fucking scents on my body right now. Sprayed it on skin.
I'm wearing something that's not out yet. Remind me to tell you when we're done.
Okay. Ooh, oh God, the cherry is really, really present on skin.
Well, I mean, it's also like soaking wet right now.
Good gravy. Interesting choice. Now I'm interested what the original smelled like, if this was the intense. So she just like didn't bring back the original.
I wonder if it was like a regulatory issue. Maybe. Although intenses are big, and the Huda audience gives me intense.
Yeah, they love the lasting power.
They do.
Wow. This does make me want to smell the original Jean Paul Gaultier just for reference.
Yeah.
The girls are girling once again.
Thank God.
They can't have Die Hot with a Vengeance, so they can have Huda Easy Bake.
You're going to do something else.
I need to I need to finally just harangue Joey and be like, we're doing it.
Yeah, do it.
He's like planning his wedding. I feel bad. Yeah. I think like next year, but still, I don't know. It feels. Anytime someone's like wedding stuff, I'm like, oh, okay, there you go.
That's all you.
Wedding stuff and baby stuff. I'm like, that's your whole life. It's all you. Wow. Okay.
I did not expect this to take you on such a ride. I never know with you, girl.
I never know with me either. Nobody knows my next move. Not even me.
That's true. Well, to find out her next move,
go to smellylater.live, our website. You can find our merch. You can leave us a voice note on the Smelly Later hotline.
Oh, shit. We didn't say how to get the tickets. The tickets are in our link in bio on Instagram.
Yes.
If you follow us, which you probably at least follow one of us, we'll be posting.
As you've said, we are at smellylater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.